Israel as a nation had been carried away into captivity. Judah, the two tribe segment of the division that took place in the nation of Israel. There was a time when God's will prevailed, meaning God wanted the 12 tribes of Israel to be one people. But because of sin and disobedience, the Almighty God permitted them to be taken, carried away by Gentile nation into captivity. It happened to Judah, the two tribe segment, Judah and Benjamin, and it happened to the 10 tribe segment of the Israelite nation. For 70 years, Israel had sat, and as one man rightly said, sat weeping by the waters of Babylon. And learning the hard and bitter lesson and profiting from the hard lesson that they were learning from when they were in captivity. In about 530 years before Christ, the Almighty God put in the heart of Cyrus King of Elam to allow the Israelites to return to their own land. Now, this was good news for the Israelites. They could not have received a better news than the fact that the king, Cyrus, that is, had made the decision for them to return from slavery and captivity to their own land and to rebuild the temple. By this time, the temple, which was a symbol of God's presence among the Israelites. Remember, the temple, in one sense, replaced the tabernacle. The tabernacle was a tent-like structure that could be moved from one place to the other. The temple was a big architectural structure, but it was in ruin for many, many years. So the Israelites were told or given their freedom not only to return to their homeland, but also to rebuild the temple. This rebuilding the temple was part of the test of their faithfulness or their fidelity to Jehovah and a demonstration that they were willing to abide by the covenant between them and God that God had given to Israel through Moses. That covenant that the Ten Commandments and all the animal sacrifice represent. All that combined in the rebuilding of the temple. The book of Haggai is partially about that. Not only the book of Haggai, but also Ezra. But we are concentrating today on the book of Haggai so that we can learn something as people who are trying to know God and to serve Him. The book of Haggai is divided into four addresses or appeal from God. That's right. Four addresses or four appeal from God. At first, I had planned to list these four appeal in a nutshell and then just concentrate on the one that is the first appeal or the first address from God. But then I said, let me discard with the rest and just concentrate and the appeal or the address around which my lesson will revolve. Through the prophet Haggai, we examine this first address. Remember, what you and I are reading here, as you will understand, these are words from God. The Almighty God only used the prophet Haggai as a channel through which the Almighty God would speak to His people, the Israelite. Today, Christians are God's people. The Almighty God is speaking to us today through the New Testament, primarily. So we can learn from Haggai as he dealt with the Israelite and some of the challenges and issues that they had to confront. So the first appeal or the first address is found in chapter 1, verse 1. It's really verse 1 through verse 15. But let us hear what Brother Chad Wilson had shared with you. Let us hear a little more from chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 6. Let us hear it.
In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai, the prophet, unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah.
Yes, if my memory serves me right, Zerubbabel was a descendant of David. He was one of the leaders among the Israelites.
And to Joshua, the son of Josedek.
Now, that's not the Joshua that you read of in the book of Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. This is not the Joshua who was Moses' assistant. This is a different Joshua, but also an Israelite, one of the leaders also.
The high priest, saying, "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying."
Yeah, wait. Thus means this is what the God of hosts is saying to you.
This people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
Remember, I pointed out that when Cyrus made the decision for them to return to their land, this was a type of emancipation from slavery. That news met them with gladness and joy. But part of their responsibility was to rebuild the temple that was in a dilapidated condition. But it's not only that the temple was in a dilapidated. The temple represents God's presence among them. When the tabernacle, before the temple was built, when it was around, and more than one occasion the Almighty God pointed out, "There will I meet with you at the tabernacle." Every time the priest went to offer sacrifice and whatever, it was like a meeting between God and the Israelite. Well, the temple now represent the same significance. Read, brother. Start again.
Thus speaketh. The Lord of hosts.
In other words, you see, this is one of the appeal or addresses. The first one, this is what the God of hosts want to say to you. What is it, God?
This people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
Well, watch it. You know what? I don't know if you get this, but one of the things I get here is among the first thing the Almighty God is addressing is their excuses. Are we there? We do not get away from God when we find excuse from our responsibility to God. We do not get away from God. I find it sort of striking that You know, in these four addresses, the first thing God is confronting them with is their selfish excuse. Somebody didn't hear it, brother.
This people say. The time is not come.
Remember, it's the Almighty God taking them up on their excuses. And it is as if God is saying, Agai, this is what your fellow Israelites are saying. The time is not yet come for what?
The time that the Lord's house should be built.
They are always putting that off. May I encourage that we examine ourselves as we go through this lesson. The things that they are to do for their salvation and to please the Almighty God, they keep putting it off. Read on, brother.
Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai, the prophet, saying, "Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses?"
Wait. God, The Almighty God noticed all the premium time that they had, not just to build their houses, but to have it decorated with quartz furniture. So the Almighty God says, okay, it's not time for my house to be reconstructed, but you have time to build your house. I'm always fascinated and learn from it that we must be careful that our knowledge of the Almighty God help us that we do not deceive ourselves. Because when the Israelites thought with